Hi, I'm Kel Weider. I'm a professor of biology at Villanova University. I am an ecosystem ecologist, or the fancy word is a biogeochemist.
Weider and his colleague, Professor Melanie Vile, study the impact of increased nitrogen on Alberta's peatlands. Trucks and refineries emit nitrogen in the process of producing consumable energy from oil sands.
So each individual plant is really, really tiny, but on a global scale, sphagnum, the genus of moss that forms peat, is probably more important than any other plant.
That's a big claim, and here's the argument behind it. Peat does a really good job of storing carbon, making it an important player in the global carbon balance. Weider and Vile think that nitrogen pollution disrupts, and may someday reverse, peat's stabilizing role in our climate. And they're testing that hypothesis in the lab.
To actually answer the question, what will nitrogen do to the peatlands? We could sit around and wait for 10 years, or we could find a very clean site and manipulate the system.
This involves spraying nitrogen on control sites around Alberta, and then carefully sampling and recording the ecosystem response.
We use these basic canning jars that you would use to preserve jellies and jams and all kinds of things. We put the mosses in the jar, and then we put them in upside down, so the green living part is actually facing the sun, and we put the whole jar back into the peat. And then we leave it there for about 24 hours, and we come back the next day, and we remove a sample using a syringe.
From May to October, their team spends long days in northern Alberta, driving from field site to field site, collecting thousands of samples. Back at Villanova, Weider and Vile spend months crunching numbers and charting data, and it's a slow process. Using computer-automated equipment speeds up some of the data collection. Weider and Vile can now process 300 samples a day mechanically versus 50 samples a day by hand, and that's good because they're on the clock. As slow and methodical as this research is, there are people waiting for results.
The goal is we're charged with our funding to come up with an answer, and so usually that time frame is within 3 to 5 years.
And they have documented some support for their hypothesis.
So we just completed our third season, and we're already starting to see a shrub response.
So if shrubs thrive in the newly nitrogen-rich environment, they may start to shade out the low-growing mosses. But documenting that response will take even more time, more fieldwork, and more samples. Years that could feel like an eternity waiting for results. But for these scientists,
we happen to love our work, so ideally, I could see me working in these systems forever.
For The Pulse, I'm Laura Benchoff.